Would you give the keys to your car to everybody that you met? Well, today I'm going to talk to you about that and the importance of why keeping your keys to yourself matters. Hello, entrepreneurs. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for showing up. I am going to give you another gift today. We are continuing the behind the scenes. And this is, we're going to start off with some relationship coaching, which is fantastic. This is why I coach on relationships and health and wealth, because it always leads back to business. Any problem in a business is a problem with the entrepreneur. And entrepreneurs have relationships and health and wealth. Questions come up. This client showed up with, I have a money issue. And I think you'll see as soon as we got to the root of it, we found out the truth. And that's what I absolutely love about coaching. We get to uncover some things. So I'm going to drop you right in, listen to it, and then I'll come back and talk about it. You can unmute. Happy Monday. Hey.
Hi. Okay. So I went away over the weekend to do like the celebration of our lives, like with my friend from that I went to
Right.
And he's still there. And I realized like, he just lives life on his terms.
Yeah.
And, you know, there he is, like super sick. He can't even get out of this chair, but he sits down in the chair for the entire like 4 hour event. Didn't drink because he didn't have to get up and he needed the bathroom. Like, I just love the guy. And it made me think. And then this makes sense. The guy I've been dating.
Yeah.
We got in an argument for like the first time ever. And he said, you have money issues. And then I thought, I kind of do, because I went away to India and that was not cheap. You know, I signed up for coaching, which is not cheap. You know, I'm having somebody help me with marketing for the new business, which is not cheap. Right. So like, I am kind of functioning in a period of like, I'm choosing to do things with my money that's very specific, you know?
Yeah.
So, and but then part of me is like, I could get rid of my money issues by just working harder in physical therapy.
But hold on a minute. Hold on. Let's back up for a second. I'm really curious.
Okay.
What is money issues? What does that mean? It doesn't sound like you have money issues at all.
Well, if someone, you know, I just kind of thought about what he said. And I said, I think that in some ways, I don't go out and spend money like going out with friends too often, right? Like I did.
What's the money issue?
That I don't spend money and go out. Maybe I don't spend enough money on him. He said, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I'll tell you. But this will settle this down right away. Number one, you do not have a money issue. I'll just tell you that right now, because you have no issues around money. You've never thought about money as an issue before. In fact, we went through a whole coaching period where you were like, I just realized I'm rich. Like I have money. It's available to me. I can make money. I feel really good about it. I know just from coaching you, you don't have a money issue, but here's the issue you do actually have. If you want to know the truth, you give the keys to your car to anyone who asks. You got to be real careful about who you give the keys to your car to. Someone who you are kind of dating, who can move 45 minutes away and it doesn't really bother you if you don't see them that often, says one thing like, hey, you have money issues, which by the way, is completely driven by, I think exactly what you said. You don't spend enough money with him. Probably a self-serving thing that he's saying. And you're willing to think about that to the point where you install that issue into your brain. And now you look for all the ways you could have a money issue. The funny thing is when I asked you what your money issue was, you explained two or three different issues when I asked you two or three times, which tells me you don't have a money issue at all. You're looking to make it true that you have a money issue. You don't have one, but I don't think he likes that you're not willing to spend money to just go see him all the time, go out with him all the time. Cause you're like, listen, I think you're driven by money that will grow you. Here's my honest hallucination. You can tell me it's wrong or not. My hallucination is you're drawn to spend money on things that will grow you and better you. You will not spend a dime on something that doesn't grow you or make you better. So when you talk about a random guy that you're dating who you don't really, you know, care much if you see that often or not, and he moved away, but that's okay. It's fine. I don't know where it will go. My guess is you won't spend a lot of money on the relationship with him because you don't feel it grows or develops you enough. But when it comes to coaching, when it comes to getting help with your website and marketing, when it comes to, you know, anything that feels good to grow you or better you, you'll put all the money in. You have no issue with it. You don't have a money issue at all. If you were doing things consistently that were negative with money, I could see where the issue would come up. I just think that you have given your keys away way too easily for someone to give you feedback and you to accept that that might be true.
No, I agree. I mean, good. And he was like, he raised his voice and he was yelling at me and he says, you should think about that. And I said, I have thought about it for a year and a half. I don't want to date you anymore.
Yeah. Here's the best relationship advice I'll ever give any woman who ever comes into any of my groups. Here's the relationship advice. If a man ever tells you what you should think, leave immediately. If a man ever mansplains to you that he's right and you're wrong, leave immediately. If you're a man and you do this, punch yourself in the face and apologize because you're lucky that she's not doing it. You never should tell someone, this is what you have to think. This is what you have to do. You should spend time on this. Invite people to things. Do not tell them what to do. And so I think it became very clear for you. You don't have a money issue because money actually helps you decide what's worth it in your life or not. And the second he brought up that you should do this or you should do this with your money, it became very clear with you what to do.
Yeah. But I mean, after all this, like, I am still kind of worried. Like, I know this sounds funny, but it's like, I'm worried, like, can I monetize, you know, coaching, right? Because right. I hear from other people that it's a hard business, you know, from this guy that I used to work with, like, you know, the coaching.
Man, are you just handing your car keys to everybody? Like, I want you to know you got like 50 keys cut to your Ferrari and you're just dropping them around town, telling everyone to take it for a ride. This one guy said this and this other guy said this. And so maybe it's true. Maybe they're all fucking crazy and coaching is really not that hard. Maybe they're all fucking crazy and you actually found a niche that you love and you're passionate about. So you're actually going to kill it. Maybe they're all crazy. Instead of believing that maybe they're all right. If I believed everyone who told me everything they told me about the coaching business, I would not be here today. I tell you that. What I feel about the coaching business is it's really, really easy. When you turn the corner and figure out how to do the things that let you have bigger impact and you're driven by impact. That's what makes coaching so easy. I really don't care how much money I make this year. I have a bottom line that says I need to live the lifestyle I like to live. And so here's what I need to do. But everything I do in life is to fund my ability to do more of that thing. I go on and coach. I run these calls. I do this. Because I want to keep making money off coaching. So I just want to keep giving to people who are in my world. And I'm getting, if you saw my email this morning, if you didn't, you should go check it out. It'll be on social media by now too. But it talks, the subject line is, I am sorry. And it just apologizes to everyone who thinks that I write emails and record podcasts as a free service to try to solve all your problems with no cost. It is not true. I write emails and I record podcasts to give you the opportunity to see what I can do for you. And then I ask you to put some skin in the game and I will change your fucking life. And I'll keep reminding you of that because I know that's what I do. But I'm sick of people thinking that freebies and podcasts and all that should have no sales pitch, no advertisements. Your emails should just be a straight tip. Just give away a worksheet every week. That's what you should do. That's not going to help you. If a PDF would help you, trust me, you wouldn't have even found me. PDF won't help you. A PDF will just show you more of what you're not doing. You need someone to hold your ass to the fire and someone to push you through the uncomfortable things that you won't do. Which is case in point why you invest in what you invest in, because it will grow you and make you better. Just be very, very careful about giving your keys to people. Nobody should be able to tell you what to think. Nobody should be able to tell you how hard something is. And there you go. I mean, that's pretty solid advice. Nobody should be able to tell you what to do. Nobody should be able to tell you how hard something is because it's different for every person. Now, I really appreciate Colette being vulnerable enough to let us share that coaching because that was more personal. That was more relationship driven. And then we got into business. But as you can see, the reason I coach on health, wealth, and relationships are because they always tie to a business. One of my core messages, the last few weeks we've talked about core messages. One of mine is every problem in a business is a problem with the entrepreneur. You can see that we discovered her problem of just believing people for their, you know, for what they say, taking in people's advice without filtering, giving her keys away to her car to everyone out there. And let me tell you something about Colette. Colette is a super strong, independent, kick-ass entrepreneur. I've worked with her for almost a year now, and I absolutely love watching her grow and do things. She has a practice, a physical therapy practice, where she is killing it and doing great. And now she's moved into coaching in a way to expand and drive more impact. And she's working with parents who want to have better relationships with their kids and teens. And she wrote a book. I mean, she wrote the book like this. She created a course. She did these amazing pieces. And now she's out there in the world trying to help and make impact in this way. So as always, I really appreciate when people are vulnerable enough to share their story. All of her contact information is in the show notes. I ask you to show her some love. Go check out her social media. Go follow her if you are on social media, which most of you are, especially if you listen to this. I know that you're probably hearing this on social media too. So please go check her out. Please go share the love with her for being so vulnerable and coming in and doing this. Now, this type of coaching is exactly what we do every single Friday inside the Academy. I'm going to keep reminding you of it because that's why I do this podcast. I love to give you guys information, but I want you to know just listening to this podcast is not enough. If you think this podcast is good, I promise you, and that's why all month I have been giving you these behind the scenes, I promise you, come inside and see what it's like to have a conversation with me. It'll blow your mind. So, plus, you'll never get access to a retreat or a program, you know, like the Best Year Ever or the Ultimate You or any of the other programs of mentoring that we've done. Those never get sold publicly. The Academy is where you first come in to work with me. Once you're inside the Academy, you'll have access to all kinds of information for free. And then you'll also get the coaching. And then you'll also be the hear about exclusive opportunities like the in-person retreats and things like that. So I'm going to tell you right now about the Academy. Remember, it's our best price ever. And this is not a limited time offer. This is just for when it makes sense for you. This price will be available for you. So check it out right now. That's right. The Next Level Academy is only $997. One-time fee, lifetime access. You get the vault. You get all my webinars, all my courses I've ever created. Plus, you get live coaching with me every single Friday. Not to mention an amazing community of other entrepreneurs. Check it out, www.davemoreno.ca/academy.